We're now joined by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Wrestling Bulldogs here in the Lexing Tournament on Saturday, and had senior night last Thursday. Great night, senior night for Lucas Clark. We'll talk about his match against Higginsville as a first team here in the winter sports season, coach, to get ready for postseason districts coming up here in 48 hours. I'm sure the guys are ready.
The guys are ready. This is what they've been working for all season long, and, you know, now's when it really counts.
I got to say, too, and I'm sure you feel the same way, that we know that the Mason Owens and the Jaden Whitneys and the Lucas Clarks and, you know, guys we mentioned throughout the season, they're more than capable of finishing in the top four. But I kind of feel like that your depth has developed to the point that the guys, there are a lot of guys on your team that are going to have to swing some upsets. But I think the opportunity for some of those guys getting the top four is greater than it was a month ago.
I think so, too. And that's what we were talking about last night. You know, we've got guys who in the beginning of the season probably didn't think that they stood a chance to make it through a district tournament with 16 teams and place in the top four, but I think that is more of a reality now than ever, and that's kind of what we were discussing. And you see it every year at the district tournament, kids who are a shoe-in for the state tournament, they get upset, and vice versa. You've got kids who didn't think they had a shot, and they go out and pull upsets.
And the thing is, too, especially in a high energy atmosphere like that, one upset in a weight class, that can completely flip over that weight class, at least from a pressure standpoint.
Yeah, it really can. It can change the whole bracket. Now you've got a kid who was picked to win it on the backside of the bracket, and it really changes things in a hurry.
Jarvis Collis, head heavyweight coach, got at least one, I'm not sure how many, victories down at Lexington, but it sounds like that he wrestled well for you Saturday at heavyweight.
He did. We were really happy for Jarvis. He went out against the Tipton kid, who was a really big heavyweight, and he got put on his back, and it wasn't looking good, and all of a sudden he rolls through it, and basically just puts the Tipton kid on his back, and it didn't go much further than that, and came up with a big pin. So, you know, the team is super supportive, and they were just as excited as we and Jarvis were.
We kind of knew this would be the case last Thursday when we talked on last Wednesday, coach, that in getting ready for senior night against Lafayette County, they had a lot of bodies in the smaller weights where there would be some forfeits there, and you had some bodies in the heavier weights where there would be some forfeits. So, unfortunately, I know Mason would have liked to wrestle that night, but there were just a lot of forfeits. Just the way that the teams matched up didn't work all that well.
Yeah, that's just kind of the way it goes, and it's kind of out of your control. Mason would have loved to have had a match, and I would have loved for him to have had a match, but Lucas Clark, he was fortunate enough to get one and go out on top with a pin. And it was a really good match and a fun one to watch, too.
Between, say, about 120 pounds and 152 pounds, there are about five matches there where Higginsville got the better of you, coach. Is that, obviously, you can say on one end, you guys struggle a little bit, but I'm sure Higginsville's pretty stout in that weight range.
Yeah, they are. They've got some really good kids in that range who are all state-ranked kids, and I knew it was going to be a tough night for us the way we matched up and everything, but you still got to go out and wrestle them tough. But we will see them again at the district tournament as well.
So 160 pounds, this certainly was a highlight for you Thursday, coach. Tell me about the match that Lucas Clark had at 160.
Well, Lucas just looked really good. He went out and got the first takedown, shot a single leg, and then ended up locking up a cradle. And it was just really exciting. We just worked on cradles the night before, and he locked one up and put the kid on his back, and that was it. So it wasn't a long match, but sometimes those are the best matches.
Absolutely. You just early, you get the advantage on the other guy, and you just don't let up. Well, once you got that advantage, which whatever you want to call it, you can say that is, you know, gravity, momentum, whatever it is. Once you got the momentum, sounds like Lucas just kept going until he got the pin.
Yeah, he did. He never let his foot off the gas, and that's exactly what you have to do in matches like that when you've got the momentum and things are going your way. Once we get the takedown, we are looking for for something else.
Against Higginsville on Saturday, you lost 54-24, so that's more lopsided when you played them on Thursday than Marceline 49-24. But you also indicated that you thought that you just wrestled the Huskers and the Tigers a little bit tougher. What are the things that you saw in those two matches, Coach?
Well, we were working for offense. We were looking for shots. I thought we, you know, in a lot of weight classes, we got outmatched, but we looked better doing it, if that makes sense. I thought we just looked better offensively than we had that Thursday night. Thursday night, we came out and we just kind of looked flat, and I didn't see that on Saturday so much.
It was an interesting tournament on Saturday, Coach, because you got nine schools, so they're all divided into three pools, and whoever finishes with whatever record, obviously you go 0-2, so you played a couple of teams, Sherwood and Tipton, that went 0-2, and you really ended your day well. At the very least, that's some good momentum going into districts.
Yeah, it is. That's what, you know, we would have liked to have been in another pool, but that's the way it fell, and we came out of our pool 0-2, and like you said, Tipton and Sherwood were two schools that we actually haven't seen all season, and we did end on a positive note. I saw a lot of kids, you know, Canyon Bonberg, he got two wins. He ended his regular season with two wins, and that was something that he'd obviously been wanting to do the whole season, but they were hard fought for sure.
Similar accomplishment, I think, to what Ainsley Tolson did. Because first Trenton girls basketball player to get 1,000 points in her junior season. She accomplished that about 2 weeks ago. Jaden Whitney getting his 100th career win in his junior season is a similar accomplishment. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, it was a really good accomplishment for Jaden. He's such a hard worker and just a great kid to have. And that speaks volumes for the amount of talent that Jaden has and his work ethic, because he hadn't stepped foot on a wrestling mat until his freshman year of high school. And most kids don't get to that 100-year mark unless they've came up through the kids' program and had a lot of experience prior to high school.
You know, it surprises me a little bit, because when I watch Jaden both on the wrestling mat and particularly on the football field on Friday nights, he has that explosion on the football field, and he's all over the place, that he just looks like the guy that has been wrestling his whole life. It looks like he'd be a natural for the sport of wrestling.
Yeah, he does, and that's what I told him. I remember having a conversation with Jaden when he was in eighth grade and just pleading my case for why he needed to be a wrestler, and he kind of looked at me funny, and he didn't know me back then, but by the time his freshman year rolled around, I think some of his football friends had told him, yeah, I think you're a little better suited for the wrestling than the basketball. So yeah, we were pretty happy to have him.
You know, he has, you know, going back to his football prowess, he has that explosion off the ball and he has quickness. Where do those two things help him on the wrestling mat, Coach?
Mainly his shots. He's so, his offense, when you watch Jaden on his feet, he can go from one position and get in on the legs in a matter of a second, and it's explosive, and guys aren't ready for it. Him and Mason Owen lead the team in takedowns, and that's why, because they're just both so explosive, and that's what you got to be.
So you go to Marceline on Friday. Before we talk about specific times, Coach, do you kind of put a number as to say, if we can get to this number individually to go to state, we think it's going to be a good weekend, or you just kind of see how the tournament breaks down for all the different kids that you're going to have out on the mat?
I think we just want to go down and see how everything breaks down and wrestle one match at a time. You know, the kids aren't used to wrestling a bracket tournament, and that'll be new for them, and that's something that we've kind of talked about. And if we can just advance through that bracket one match at a time, it's definitely a doable thing, like we were talking in the beginning of the interview.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is there's usually 16 teams or 16 kids in a bracket, right?
Yeah, of course you're going to have some teams
opens
that don't have a kid in that weight class. So you know, probably some of the middleweights will have 16 kids. Probably some of the lighter weights will be a little lighter than that. And same way on the heavyweight end.
Yeah, long story short, I know if you can get to the quarterfinals, you got a decent chance of making the state tournament. And I think that's the whole goal is if you have that first round match, just find a way to win it. If you do that, you're in pretty good shape going into Saturday.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, obviously you're going to, in the quarters, you're going to come out and face a tough kid, but we've got the seeding meeting on Thursday, tomorrow night, and we're going to get our kids seated on the bracket where they deserve to be seated, and that's something that we've worked for all season, and that's why pins have been important over regular decisions and so on.
I think I had seen, too, we talked about a month ago about how basketball was going to Springfield, which is going to be a completely different feel from going to Columbia last 20, 25 years, however long it's been there. But from what I've seen, I think wrestling is, it's definitely at Mizzou Arena this year, and it looks like it might stay there for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting, too, and I'm happy about that. You know, it's just something... You get used to going to a place, and it's just you've got so many memories at the Mizzou Arena. And back then, when I was in high school, it was the Hearns Center. But just the feel, it just wouldn't feel right to me going down to Springfield when I've been used to going to Columbia ever since I've been involved in wrestling. And it's cool because the kids get to see the college team. They get to watch them practice. Last year we got to go to a Mizzou duel, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, and I know they're under the radar a little bit, but you talk about really strong Missouri sports programs right now. You know, football's doing fairly well. Basketball's doing fairly well. I think that wrestling program that Coach Smith has, that's as good as any right now.
Yeah, he's really built that up. I mean, before Coach Smith, they weren't even on the radar for national championships, and now I think they're ranked in the top five this year, and that's a huge accomplishment. You never used to see Missouri in the top five as far as wrestling.
That's a great job by him, and of course they're in the MAC in wrestling because I think Missouri is the only SEC school that does have wrestling, so they had to go that way here 5 years ago. So times and going down to Marceline, Coach, what time does wrestling start Friday and Saturday?
Friday wrestling starts at 5:30, and then 10 o'clock on Saturday.
And if you can get into the top four, you're going to state. So the goals out there is I like this because every single wrestler, no matter your record, you know what the goal is. If you can achieve that, you're going to Columbia next weekend.
Yep, you're all shooting for the same thing, and like we said, we've got a lot of kids who are capable of getting down there. They just have to go down and wrestle well.
Yeah, it's head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Bulldogs. Coach, good luck this weekend at Marceline. We'll talk to you next week with a state preview.
All right. Thanks, Tom.